the ABCs of the Gospel. Today is our letter S, and I am going to boldly declare that He is our Saviour. You know, we all love movies about being rescued and saved, and we have these heroes that we worship or come and rescue us. But this is something that angels declared when Jesus was born. In Luke 2 verse 11, it says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." It's so important for us when we worship Jesus as our Savior to understand what He has saved us from. We have been saved from the kingdom of darkness, from sin, from disease, from sickness, from poverty, from shame, from guilt. These are all the things that Jesus has saved us from, that we no longer have to walk in that, but our Savior has rescued us and transformed us into His wonderful likeness. These are incredible scriptures reminding us of what we've been saved from. Let's read together 1 John 4 verse 10. "This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Even in Job 19:25, He declares, "I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end He will stand on the earth." 1 John 2 verse 2 says, "He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." Philippians 2 verse 6 to 8 says, "Who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled Himself by coming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Here we see that the Savior wasn't just someone that rocked up and rescued us. He became one of us in order to be the Savior of the world for us. He had to come in human form in order to rescue us. In Romans 5 verse 10 it says, "For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?" We get to be saved because of Him being the Savior. And lastly, in Colossians 1 verse 13 to 14, "For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." What a wonderful reminder that we have a Savior. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and sin, and we get to live in the freedom of that today. Go and enjoy your freedom, worship our Savior, and always remember you are highly favored and deeply loved.